Blog Talk Radio.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello and good evening, everyone. Welcome to Violet Reiki Radio. My name is Rose Jimenez. I am a Reiki Master Teacher, Shihan, and I would like to thank the founders of the Seika Network, who are here with me this evening, for giving me this wonderful opportunity to bring this show to the public, where we will be talking about Reiki and all things surrounding Reiki, its discovery, the roots, its practice, and more. We'll also be discovering and speaking about metaphysics. We'll be discussing self-improvement, all of the things that the founder of Reiki, Usui Mikal, was interested in, and the things that did lead him to discovering Reiki. Just a little notice about how I myself came to Reiki. I was suffering intense physical pain, back pain, lower back pain, everything that could make a person go crazy. I have tried all kinds of therapy, and nothing seemed to work. So as a last resort, I went to Reiki and thought, okay, let me try this and see how this works. And I went into a Reiki level 1 course. I don't know how it got mixed up, but I thought I was going to have a session and then maybe try a level 1 course. And I wound up doing the level 1, doing self-treatment after the level 1, and it really did, it was almost miraculous. It really did help all of my lower back issues and problems. So I then went on to take level 2 and then continue and continue, becoming a Reiki master in the Usui Shiki Ryoho Reiki, and went on to then take Karuna Reiki and continued taking Komyo Reiki Kai. And as of most recently, I was just attuned as an Atlantean Reiki master. So I'm a big believer, obviously, and very passionate about Reiki. I cannot say enough good things about it. I cannot teach enough people this practice. I've tried other different types of healing and practices, and this is the one that really resonates the most to me. Just another aside, we're going to get into discussing what Reiki is. If you have more questions about Reiki that we don't address tonight, or you just want to know more, you want to talk about it, or email me, visit my website, www.violetrosereiki.com, or send an email to rose@violetrosereiki.com. You can find me also on Facebook as Violet Rose Reiki. And also on Facebook, I have a page which is called Reiki Ward. That's Reiki, R-E-I-K-I, ward, W-A-R-D, as in a hospital ward. And this page was formed to provide distance Reiki healing for free for humans and animals all over the world. Reiki ward does a minimum of 2 to 3 rounds of healing every day. We also place your requests on our healing crystal grid for 24/7 energy work and healing. So feel free to post a request at Reiki ward. Feel free to email me, and I'll answer your questions. Now, getting to what is Reiki? Really, what is it? Let's see. Reiki is the union of two Japanese words. Rei, meaning spiritual or divinely guided consciousness. And Ki, meaning energy. Give me 1 second. I think I have a caller. Hello, area code 818. You're on Violet Reiki Radio.
Well, good evening, Rose. This is Bob. I just wanted to call you and welcome you to the Seeker Network. And I wish you very much luck with your show. And I hope everything goes really well for you.
Well, hi, Bob. Thank you so much for calling in and wishing me well. I could use it. just a little nervous on the first show here, but thanks a lot. I really appreciate you guys for having me and giving me the opportunity to have the show on the Seeker Network.
No problem.
Hey, Rose. How you doing?
Hi, Rusty.
I
went ahead and brought my mic up by myself anyway, but I actually found out I can run the show from my tablet. This is pretty cool. but me and Bob wanted to make sure that we called in to say, you know, welcome to the Seeker Network family, you know, good luck on your show. We know you're going to do just fine. And for our listeners out there, Rose has been actually one of my, you were one of my first friends on Facebook.
And you were one of mine.
And especially, yeah, and especially when I got into Reiki, into the mainstream with Reiki and stuff. And when Rose was interested in having her own show on the Seeker Network, I was like, well, heck yes. We couldn't be happier to have you on. It's very cool. So listeners, if there are any listeners out there that are listening, if you do Reiki, Qigong, any type of consciousness work or energy work, you know, please feel free to call in. Reiki is all energy. Doesn't matter which system you do, you know, let's all come together as family. And please wish Rose a happy show. This is going to be fun. Okay, we'll shut up now.
Okay. You guys just hang out.
Yeah, we're hanging out. We're hanging out.
Yeah, just chill and hang. I love it. Oh, it gives me such a feeling of security. Thank you.
Cool.
Okay,
well, I'm going to go ahead and mute my mic and Bob's mic, and we're going to hang out.
Sounds good to me. Okay, so as I said, we have the two kanjis that make up Reiki, Rei and Ki. Rei being the spiritually guided consciousness, and the Ki meaning energy, life force energy. Ki is life force energy in Japanese. You'll notice if, I'm sure some of you are familiar with Qigong, and the Qi in the Qigong is the energy. You've all probably heard of the yoga term prana. Again, prana is energy. In Ayurvedic, the term is dosha, means energy. And in the Polynesian Hawaiian culture, they call this ki, chi, mana. So everyone has their own word for energy. And this is what Reiki is. In Usui Sensei's own words, he said, in modern days, we have to live together, and that is going to be the basis of happiness, earnestly wanting social progress. And that is why I definitely will not allow myself to keep this for myself. Reiki Ryoho is a creative idea, which no one has developed before. There is nothing like this in the world. Therefore, I am opening this idea to anyone for their own benefit and welfare, and everyone will receive this blessing. And through this, expect everyone to have soul and oneness. And it's amazing how back then, and now we know there is a cry for oneness in the world. We all are one. Peace, harmony, unity, love. And with the with this new year, 2013, that seems to be a very big theme. Now, here is a man who was born in 1865 bringing this out to the public saying, hey, you know, we all are one and we need to help each other be the best we can be. And this is why he brought this Reiki to everyone. Was his thinking that, you know, we need improvement and restructuring away from illness and suffering. And this is why he opened this teaching method. We have a caller. Let me check here. I don't know. Good evening, area code 718. You are on Violet Reiki Radio.
Hello, Violet Reiki. I'm one of your newest students. I just had Reiki 1 with you, and I want to tell you that the results are amazing. As you well know, I've been in spiritual work for over 50 years, but I see the tremendous result of the Reiki, even the short period of time that I've been practicing. And I just want to thank you very much and commend you and ask you to keep up the good work and bring more people into the world of Reiki. It's a wonderful, wonderful energy healing practice. I wish you all the best in the world and good luck on your radio program.
Cool, thank you. And I know this is Joe, right?
Yes, it is.
Very good. Thank you for calling in. So you
all
really
right, and I love you much and keep up the good work. Bye bye now.
Okay, bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay, that was Joe. Yes, Joe is one of my most recent level one students. He was attuned to Reiki about a month ago. And all reports are good, as you all heard. Okay. Usui Sensei was a Tendai Buddhist, and it also said he came from a family of samurai, born on August 15 in Japan. Sensei was fascinated by medicine, psychology, religion, and metaphysics. He was also an established master of the martial art of Kiko and Chinese Qigong, also renowned and respected for his knowledge. Usui Sensei was a simple and humble man who was continually on a personal quest to find the purpose and meaning of life and further enlightenment. In his quest, Usui Sensei one day said to a Zen master, you know, I really want to find out the meaning of life. What is my purpose in life? And the master said to him, in order to do this, you must die first. So Sui Sensei is, I have to die first? Okay, so he went up to Mount Kurama, which is a very spiritual, very sacred mountain in Japan, and set out to do the lotus repentance 21-day fast, thinking I'm going to prepare myself to die and I'll do this fast and I'm just going to die because that's the only way I can, you know, find out my life's purpose. It's also been said that on Mount Kurama that there are the mountain spirits called Tengu, which they believe, gave the secrets of fighting to the samurai. And those warriors were really awesome warriors. So now we know where they got their secrets from. On the 21 days of the fasting, after 21 days, rather, Usui expected to find some sort of Satori enlightenment, and he did receive this energy, which we now know and we now call Reiki. Through this receiving of this energy, he gained a clear understanding of how to work with this energy for both healing and self-development. This technique we now know as Usui Reiki Ryoho, which basically means this is the Usui method of Reiki healing. By the time of his death, Sensei had trained about 2,000 students overall, including 21 who achieved master teacher level. Reiki is a gentle, non-invasive, intelligent energy healing technique that accelerates the body's self-healing mechanism, where the practitioner acts as a channel between energy and whoever they are giving Reiki to, thus dissolving energy blockages in a gentle and effective way so that the life force energy can flow abundantly and unrestricted through your body, maintaining balance, harmony, and wellness. Reiki also is used, the healing art Reiki is used to improve the body and mind. Reiki practitioners practice Reiki daily, and it's a form of opening up. It's like a meditation, because while you're practicing the Reiki, you are clearing any blockages in your body. You are opening up yourself and giving yourself clarity. You are healing by ridding yourself of any blockages that are in your aura, in your energy fields. So you're giving yourself and you're doing healing on all levels. The knowledge that an unseen energy flows through all living things and directly affects the quality of health has been part of the wisdom of many cultures. Stress is a big part of disease. Most of the times you can feel yourself when you're stressed out. I mean, what's the first thing that happens when you're stressed? You shrink, you tense up, you tighten up. And being that tight and that tense restricts, and what does it restrict? It restricts the flow of energy, and it restricts the fluidity in the body and all the your auric fields. The benefits of Reiki is that in addition to deep relaxation, Reiki can promote a reduction in anxiety, muscle tension, pain. It can also promote accelerated wound healing, promote wellness, and a greater sense of well-being. Reiki is very useful during illness, after injuries, pre and post-op as well, for healthful promotion. Reiki is something that anyone can learn. The ability to tap into this universal life force energy is not dependent on an intellectual capacity or spiritual belief. It is passed on from master teacher to student. One thing, I'm going to point out something that Reiki is not, because I know there's a lot of confusion. Reiki is not massage. Reiki is not faith healing. It is not a religion, belief, or a dogma. You don't have to believe in Reiki for it to work. You don't have to change religions to receive Reiki. Reiki and religion have nothing to do with one another. Reiki is a spiritual practice, and I'm sure you've heard of people who will tell you, well, I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual, which to me means not religious. I don't belong to any one particular religious organization, but I do believe in something. So, therefore, you don't need to believe in Reiki to use it, to embrace it, to, you know, teach it, to learn it. But you do, you know, just have to accept some kind of spiritual energy. It's not a replacement for traditional medical treatment. No one should really push aside traditional medical treatment in favor of any one modality or something, because that's just not responsible as far as your health and wellness. A practitioner's energy is never depleted. And sometimes you'll hear someone say, oh my God, I've had 5 Reiki sessions today, I'm exhausted. Well, if they're practicing Reiki correctly, if they were attuned the right way and have this Reiki energy, they could never become depleted. Reiki does not deplete one. As a matter of fact, I find when I practice Reiki, the more I do the Reiki, the more energy I get. Another myth, or what is not, is a practitioner cannot take on the symptoms of a client. You're doing Reiki on someone, you're not going to absorb any bad, you know, whatever they might have. And it doesn't pass that way. So you're not taking on anything from anyone when you're doing Reiki. Things to remember about Reiki is that it's a natural form of healing therapy. It uses non-invasive gentle touch to promote feelings of well-being. Do not be afraid to question a practitioner's credentials when it comes to Reiki. Training and professional association membership. If you're looking for a Reiki practitioner or a Reiki teacher, be thorough. Ask questions. You should be able to get to know someone who you're going to trust with your well-being. You go to a doctor, you ask the doctor, you know, you look on the wall, you find out what kind of certificates he has, where he was trained, who he was trained by. You should ask the very same thing of your Reiki practitioner or teacher. Do not trust any therapist who says they can heal serious illnesses or asks you to abandon other treatments. Again, that's just not safe. Getting back to stress, stress is an evil six-letter word that can be so harmful to your health. And we all have major stress. I mean, we all have stresses in one form or another. Work can be stressful. Traffic jams can be stressful. Raising a family, sticking to a strict budget can be stressful. What else? Well, stress causes headaches, muscle aches, irritability, insomnia, and a broad range of other problems that you can live without. You know, when you're stressed out and you're very tense, how sometimes your neck starts to hurt. You get a literal pain in your neck, and then you get a headache. Well, sometimes your shoulders will hurt, and it's all stress. And what it's doing is you're getting these blockages in these areas of your body, and you know, you need to alleviate that. Now, using Reiki definitely can help with that. Reiki enables people to experience, and I really come to learn Reiki to be what I would call its energy, yes. But to me also, Reiki feels like pure unconditional love. It's like when you put your hands on someone, or even close to the physical body. Sometimes I think of a mother embracing a baby when the baby's crying. It's that physical touch and that, you know, security of I'm here, you know, it's okay. So Reiki is, to me, love, the energy of love. When love flows, when you send unconditional love to someone, say you're thinking of someone you love and just from your heart you send out that feeling of love, the other person does feel it and receive it, and it does help them release some stress. So to me, Reiki is love, same kind of energy. Now, getting back to Sui Sensei, as I said, he was born in 1865, and he discovered Reiki. The healing ability and the enlightenment came to him at about 1922. And he opened up his clinic, and he was treating people free of charge. And he came to meet up with Dr. Chujiro Hayashi. And Dr. Hayashi was a naval officer, and he and Sensei Usui came up with, well, actually, Dr. Hayashi was the one who wrote the book with the hand positions and how different illnesses and which related to what. There was a book called that was written by Dr. Hayashi and Sensei Usui called the Hike, and then you see all the different placements and hand positions. But Dr. Hayashi met Sensei when he was about 47 years old, and he was the founder of the Usui Reiki Ryoho Gakkai, a memorial society that was set up after Sensei Usui's death. Dr. Hayashi opened a clinic with 8 beds, and 16 healers worked there. Dr. Hayashi was the doctor who had worked on Mrs. Hawaii Takata. Mrs. Hawaii Takata was born in 1900 on the island of Kauai in Hawaii. She had come to Dr. Hayashi's clinic. She was suffering from a number of serious medical conditions that were resolved by Reiki. She was told by the doctors here in the United States that she was going to need surgery, and she was not a fan of having surgery done. So she went to see Dr. Hayashi, and she began to receive a course of Reiki treatment, and she did not need the surgery. At first, she was a little skeptical about this, but as with myself, seeing is believing, or feeling is believing. Dr. Hayashi wanted to teach Reiki to someone other than his wife. So Mrs. Takata was very persistent that he teach her to master level, which happened in 1938. Dr. Hayashi gave Mrs. Takata permission to teach Reiki in the West, and that's what she did when she came back here to the United States. She had, from that point on, taught 22 Reiki masters. And until quite recently, all Reiki practitioners in the West derived their Reiki from this lady. If it wasn't for Mrs. Takata, we would not have Reiki here in this country. Now, hospitals nowadays are even using Reiki, and it's amazing how Mrs. Takata didn't want to have surgery, and now the hospitals that wanted to perform an operation on her are using Reiki. And Reiki is wonderful before and after surgery. Before the surgery, it helps to alleviate the stress. A lot of people associate with surgery because everybody's afraid to, as they say, go under the knife. And Reiki will ease that stress and make the operation go much more smoothly, make the person feel very much more calm and accepting. And then after the operation, Reiki helps to heal because, as we said, Reiki can speed up the healing of wounds. And it's a wonderful tool. On the physical, alleviating physical conditions, it does very well to make things go quicker as far as healing is concerned. If someone, let's say you had, someone had two cuts, and on one cut they performed Reiki, on the other they did not, there would be a difference. It's a spiritual energy. Reiki is a spiritual energy. You don't really need to have any religious conviction for it to work, as I said. It's a natural healing. Now, I know Dr. Mehmet Oz, his wife is a Reiki practitioner. And Dr. Oz really has done a lot for the practice of Reiki and bringing Reiki to the public so that they know what it is and how it works, because he also, as I said, his wife is a Reiki practitioner, and he had a segment on featuring a demonstration by Pamela Miles, and Pamela Miles is a very well-known Reiki author, and I have an article on my website also speaking about Dr. Oz and Reiki. Let's see. I have something here. There are some pointers that say, why learn Reiki? Reiki, being a simple yet profound hands-on healing, transcends cultural and religious boundaries. It's a gentle, powerful path to personal and spiritual growth. Reiki can have a profound effect on health and well-being by rebalancing, cleansing, and renewing your internal energy system. A few examples of how you can use Reiki, either as a hands-on technique or setting mental intentions, are to heal yourself and others physically, mentally, and emotionally, for personal growth and developing compassion and wisdom. You can use Reiki to heal animals and plants. One story on the side is proof of plants, of healing plants, is that a few years ago I was planting some plants in the front yard here, and a friend of mine who was helping me accidentally stepped on a plant. And the poor little plant lay there all flat and crushed, and I thought, oh my God, it's going to die. And I just put my hands over the plant, and I gave it Reiki. And this was in June. And through the summer, the plant grew, and it you know, it got there with its partners. And I had a full garden bed there, and it was wonderful. And come October, November, all the other plants, its siblings or whatever you want to call it, all of the other plants started to die because it was getting cold. You know, we had leaves falling on the ground and everything, and all the other plants died, and the longest surviving, strongest plant was in fact that poor little plant that I thought was going to die, and it lasted the longest. It held out until it couldn't hold out anymore. I mean, there was dead plants surrounding it, but this little guy kept going, and I do attribute that to the Reiki. Reiki helps replenish your vital energy, we could see in my plant example, and strengthen the immune system. At the same time, Reiki helps with both acute and chronic illnesses by reducing and relieving stress. Stress is a major, major energy zapper. I mean, worry is just, worry can really make you very ill just from worrying about the daily things that pop up. And one of the Reiki precepts, the very first Reiki precept, is do not worry, just for today. And we take it one by one, one day by one day, just one day at a time. And do not worry, just for today, do not worry. And if you can do that, then tomorrow, start the same thing. Do not worry. Where does worry get you anyway? Okay? And if you don't worry, this will keep you in your center. I mean, what is everyone saying about you need to meditate, you need to find your center, you need to be balanced, you need to chill, okay? So, again, way back then, and Mikao Usui, you know, Sensei Usui said that his Reiki, these precepts, the Reiki precepts he gave us, the ideals, he called this the secret method of inviting blessings, the spiritual medicine of many illnesses. And this is what you do mornings and evenings. You sit calmly and you just say to yourself, just for today, I will not get angry. I will not worry. I will be grateful. I will work hard and I will be kind to others. And thinking on those things should make the world a better place. As I said, he had it all back then. I mean, he was on his way to oneness and improving the world. A little bit more about the precepts and other Reiki goodies. When we come back, we're going to take a short break. And I will be back.
This is Nnamdi Asamoah. I play football for the Philadelphia Eagles, but what I do off the field with United Way might be more important. I'm a volunteer tutor and mentor. Why? Because over a million kids a year drop out of school, and that's not okay. It takes 12 years to create a graduate, but it takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be me, or it could be you. Studies show that if we get to these kids earlier, their chances are better, and kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. So join me in United Way. Suit up and take the pledge. Become a volunteer reader, tutor, or mentor. Because when a child succeeds, we all succeed. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and the National Football League.
This is Annie Lennox of Eurythmics, or RAD. Please don't drink and drive, and don't drive if someone else has been drinking. Thank you.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one
likes me. Biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn today...
The only thing I didn't learn is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Eddie Morales from Kickin' It Old School on KCAA 1050 AM. I want to take this opportunity to invite you to the martial arts event of the year, the Masters Hall of Fame, on Saturday, June 22nd, 2013, at the Orange County Hilton, located in Costa Mesa, California. This year's theme is Women in the Martial Arts. Our guest speaker will be Lisa the Black Widow King. We will be honoring many legends in the martial arts. Join Dan and I from Kickin' It Old School at the Masters Hall of Fame, Saturday, June 22nd, 2013. Get your tickets now at mastershalloffame.org.
And now, on with the show.
Okay, I think we're back. I hope we're back, and I hope you all are hearing me. If anybody's in the chat room, maybe you can give me a yes, we hear you, just to make sure I'm doing this correctly. And checking out the chat here, if any of you have questions, feel free to either call in at 347-677-0699. And if you'd like to visit in the chat room and, you know, type something there, say hello. Yes, we hear you. Thank you so much, Psychic Network. I love you guys. Okay, so now that I know I'm being heard, we can discuss the Reiki principles that Usui Sensei gave us, which meant stay focused, be in the present, stay calm. It's like that thing we see on Facebook a lot, be calm and carry on, or be calm and practice Reiki, be calm and keep breathing. staying in the present, that's why they all start off with just for today. You know, just for today, the 12-step program, just for today. We have a caller. Let's see. Okay. I can't bring this caller into the fold here.
Hello.
Good evening, 718. You're on Violet Reiki Radio.
It's just me to tell you that hearing you, you are loud and clear.
Oh, Joseph, thank you so much.
I'm enjoying every minute of it. Keep
you
it up.
You are good. Well, I'm glad. Okay, we're going to go over the precepts. So you'll do yours for a second time now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sweetie. Thank you. Joseph is one of my students. Very, very lovely man. Okay, now going back to just for today, do not get angry. Do you know how difficult that is? Oh, yeah. When I started Reiki, I would sit here and I would do my precepts and I'd say, do not get angry. And I would pull out of my driveway and go down the road and someone would cut me off. And there I was in my car. I was all calm and chilled and Reiki-ized and do not get angry. And there I was getting angry because this person almost killed me. So I would sit there and at the next red light, I would put my hands in Dasho position, which is like the Namaste position, both hands in front of your heart, and take a deep breath and say, okay, just for today, I will not anger. And thankfully, I made it to work without having to do that too many times. It helped. So, you know, you want to, when you're staying in the today, it's like balancing a seesaw, you know, spending too much time wandering in the past or worrying about the future. It takes away from your today. It takes away from the energy in your today. So you're not working with 100% energy to do all that you can do and be all that you want to be today in the present, and that affects your future. The next one is just for today. Don't worry. Just count to 10. You know, take deep breaths. Live in the present. Try and distract yourself from worry. A lot of times, I'm not a big television person, but there are times where I'm really stressed out and I start to worry, and I will immediately go and turn on the television because it's something that is mindless. I'm watching whatever is going on there, whatever show that is interesting me at the moment, and it just stops me from worrying about whatever it might be that is causing me to worry. You can also meditate, deep breathing meditation. You know, if you can focus on your breath for 2 minutes, just focusing on the in-breath and the out-breath, that will take away the worry. You can pray. Constant worry denotes a lack of trust. So in praying, you can pray about sending distant Reiki to someone or you know, whatever worries you have, send Reiki to that worry. Let go. Just let go of the worry. Just help yourself let go. Try bringing your mindset back to the present. Be grateful. And now it's very encouraging that I'm hearing a lot about people realizing they need to be grateful. An attitude of gratitude, as they say. Give thanks before and after each meal. Give thanks when something goes well for you. You get something you were hoping you get. I know I desperately needed a car about 7, 8 years ago. And when it came through that I did indeed get my car, I got a used car, but it was like, I'll take anything, any car, any color. I had to get to work. So every day after I got my car, I would get in my car, and the minute I closed the door, I'd look up to heaven and say, thank you. And I did that for 2 years straight. I still say thank you, but not every single day as I did in the beginning. I was unbelievably so grateful. Now I say grateful to everything else and all the other new things that are happening. And there's just always something to be grateful for. The next precept is to be honest in your work. You know, you say to yourself, are my dealings with my employers and my coworkers and clients, am I working with integrity? Or am I trying to cheat my employer? Or am I trying to pull a fast one here? Am I trying to get over, you know? Be honest, you know, call up that integrity, find it. It's in there somewhere. We all have it. It's just sometimes it's too easy just to forget about the integrity. Am I following my true calling? Many people are searching to know what their best job is, where they belong, you know, what they should be doing. And you know, listen to your inner voice. Am I honoring myself in my work? Working hard doesn't, you know, necessarily mean you need to abuse yourself. Knowing when to work late and when to take a rest is part of the art of living. You know, some people, they work so much, they miss time with their family. They don't even have a life of their own. It's work, 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 work. And you know, and also then we're talking about job work. I think also what Sensei Usui meant when he meant, you know, he said, be honest in your work. The feeling was also in your work on yourself, be honest. And that is one of the hardest things to do. When you really want to know why you're having all these problems in life, the hardest thing to do is look in the mirror and face yourself and say, all right, what's my contribution to my life being so messed up and me not getting what I want? So you need to look in the mirror, which is very hard, but I've been there, done that, and I know it can be done, and work on yourself. The next is be kind to yourself and others. Some people will give to everyone and be kind to everyone and do for everyone and forget to be kind to themselves. And healers are the greatest at doing this. We all feel, and when I say healers, I don't mean healers, but people who facilitate healing for other people, like even nurses and people in the medical field. Those of us who know we're here to serve, who know we're here to help, we just do it for everybody else, but not us, because, oh no, that would be selfish. But it's not. It's not selfish to keep yourself 100% so that you do have good personal health. You are not ill, sick, tired, worn out yourself, because if you are, then you can't help other people. And if that's what you're here to do, then you need to take care of yourself first. I'm just going to recap because I see we have like 8 minutes left. So I just want to tell you all that for more information, feel free to visit my website, which is www.violetrosereiki.com, or you can send an email to rose@violetrosereiki.com. My practice is located in Nassau County, Long Island, in New York. If you know of anyone in Long Island who needs Reiki, would like Reiki, is interested in Reiki, please let them know about me. You can find me on Facebook as Violet Rose Reiki. I also have clients and students from Queens County. I've even had people come in from Manhattan. I'm only a 45-minute train ride from Manhattan. Also on Facebook, I have a page called Reiki Ward. That's Reiki, R-E-I-K-I, Ward, W-A-R-D, like a hospital ward. And Reiki Ward was formed 2 years ago to provide distance Reiki healing for free for all humans and animals all over the world. We take requests from all over. You just go to Reiki Ward and post your request. If you would like Reiki healing for yourself, for a family member, for a pet, we send Reiki to everyone everywhere. Reiki Ward does 2 to 3 rounds of healing every day at a minimum. We also place requests on our healing crystal grid for 24/7 energy work and healing. So out of Reiki Ward is coming nonstop healing. We have about 200 practitioners who are always on Reiki Board and seeing the posts. And we all pitch in and we all send. And I must say, watching Reiki Ward over the past 2 years, we have had a wonderful amount of success in our healings. And a lot of times it's sad to see that, you know, we could not help someone. We couldn't head, you know, death off at the pass. But the one thing and the one solace and comfort we get is knowing that the Reiki treatment we gave to someone who did indeed transition, they transitioned very peacefully, calmly, no fighting, no fear. And it's the least we can do. So feel free to check out Reiki Ward. I guess on Facebook you would look for Reiki Ward under pages, and not really sure how they do it, but you could do that. So that's where you could find me, and you could find more about Reiki. And we have some more time left, so I guess we'll just talk a little more about Reiki. I mean, it's a subject I can go on and on about forever. you know, Reiki really does work on all levels. It's amazing. If you're looking for a way to evolve in your spiritual growth, or if you want to feel closer to spirit or act from the level of your soul, a Reiki session can definitely help. Personally, I do something called the psychic attunement, which if someone is looking to get in touch with their spirit guides, if they're looking to get their psychic ability, tap into their psychic ability and get started. This is a great way for them to get started. If you look on my website under services, you'll see the psychic attunement there. Reiki training will take you even farther in your spiritual development and give you the tools to grow. The attunement or initiation process removes the energy blocks that can keep you stuck. Reiki works well on healing addictions. People have come for, you know, they want to lose weight, they want to quit smoking, they want to start, you know, they want to stop drinking. You know, and Reiki is also very, very helpful with that. One thing I want to point out again is Reiki can be learned by anyone. You don't need anything special. You don't need, you don't need to have a certain intellect. Anyone can learn Reiki and do Reiki. It's just fantastic. What else? Oh, God, so much. I know Reiki it's gentle. Reiki's touch is very soft and very light. And a lot of times we don't even touch the client. You just hover gently above because you're still in their auric field. You're still in their energy field. You don't really have to paw someone or put your hands on them, give them Reiki. It's harmless. Reiki can do no harm and can only have positive results. It's natural. You don't need any equipment or tools. It's healing. It is the highest level of healing. And that's the goal of Reiki, to be the highest level of healing. And we always ask that the healing we are doing and the healing that we are sending to this person is for their best and highest good. Reiki's balancing. It will balance your energy levels. Relaxing. It's relaxing. The top reason to try Reiki is to feel the bliss of deep relaxation. It's energizing. If you're feeling drained of energy, Reiki will revive you. I like to refer to Reiki sometimes as a short version. People will say, oh, what really is Reiki? And I say, it's kind of like acupuncture without needles. It's kind of like massage with your clothes on. You never have to strip down for Reiki. Reiki is done and the person is totally clothed. They can take shoes off, but you're totally clothed. And it is just very relaxing. I used to do Reiki in my car during my lunch hour. And people would come out to the parking lot if it was spring or summer, and I'd be laying in the driver's seat, you know, the back down, and have a hand on my head and another hand on my heart chakra, or both hands behind my head or on top of my head, giving myself Reiki. And what that would do is that would just relieve all of the stress from my morning. I worked in a law firm. Very, very stressful. And when I went back after lunch, I felt like I had just got there in the morning and I was ready to take on another half a day with ease. So I've got 60 seconds here or whatever, but I'm looking forward to seeing you guys again next week. And we will put up what we're going to be discussing. We may be discussing certification and self-esteem, necessary or just wallpaper, or teachers and classes or intuition, but we will put up what the show is going to be about very soon. And I hope those of you who tuned in tonight will tune in again next week, and that we have a growing Reiki audience. And I hope you enjoyed this show this evening. So I would like to thank you all for being here and coming and calling, especially Joseph. Thank you so much. If you're still listening, I appreciate you and love you very much. And I hope to see you all next week. And I think that's about it. And I had fun. I'm breathing. Thanks a lot. And I will see you all next week.